WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6 at 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner, exclusively representing fathers' rights. Go to brianturnerlaw.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station's mayor says he and the Habitat for Humanity office want to hear from the owners of rental homes who are looking for tenants.
We'd be happy to talk to you about helping you get your property up to speed if it needs some repairs, and helping you find families that would love to rent your property 12 months, not 9 months.
Carl Mooney on the Infomaniac says that would help populate established neighborhoods that have good schools. The Bryan City Council had no opposition to learning more about how property owners are notified about code enforcement issues. Councilman Ruben Marine says he and Prentice Madison have heard concerns from residents who are not able to take care of tall grass.
Specifically in the elderly community, where they may not have the means or resources to get these properties mowed, and if they're getting notified, you know, once a year, I don't think they're able to get to that.
The topic will be addressed during the council's March 27th workshop meeting. With very little discussion, all but one of Bryan's parks have a ban on tobacco smoking. City Councilman Mike Sutherland had a brief statement before a unanimous vote at this week's meeting.
I just hope we can bring the rest of the town along with this no smoking ordinance and add some more details to it in the future.
Tobacco smoking will continue to be allowed at the city's golf course, and the ban does not apply to electronic smoking devices and smokeless tobacco. A water main break in College Station closed the intersection of Rock Prairie and Rio Grande for about 2 hours yesterday afternoon.
So it's a large muddy mess right now.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says valves were switched to keep water flowing to customers.
Whenever we do that, we're changing the direction of flow in our distribution system, and that's what can lead to the discolored water that we sometimes get after water line breaks.
Because the break involves a 24-inch water line, an out-of-town contractor was called in to make the repair. The number two man in charge at College Station Utilities Electric finished 38 years on the job yesterday.
A little sad. I mean, it's going to be missed, but, it's been a great place to work.
Tony Mahalski started as a groundsman with CSU in 1980 when the city's population was 37,000.
I just graduated from high school, went looking for a job and found a job and learned the electric business. Eventually was climbing poles, working in bucket trucks on the power lines.
Before becoming assistant director, Mahalski worked as a lineman, foreman, supervisor, and superintendent. His wife and he are returning to his hometown of LaGrange, where they're remodeling a house. And a veteran Bryan School District Central Office Administrator has announced her retirement. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws, a Bryan High graduate, has been with the district more than 25 years, the last 18 in charge of the district's finances. She will officially retire in June. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 62 degrees. Call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by the Law Office of Brian Turner. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Oh, so it must be Monday. Oh, no, it's Thursday.
It feels like a Monday.
Okay, it's just acting like that. All right, well, let's see. This is the second day in a row. The computer is not happy. All right, try this.
At the law offices of Brian Turner, they exclusively fight for the rights of fathers. Period. Dads have the right to remain dads following a divorce. Brian Turner can help you fight this battle. Brian Turner Law advocates for deserving dads to ensure his time with his children. He also works hard to protect the client's home, retirement, or other important assets, and has a flat fee for consultation. Call the law offices of Brian Turner, 979-583-9200. Family law for fathers, period. For you and the sake of your kids, brianturnerlaw.com.
I'm Ben Lamond. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamond. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamond Campaign. Hi, I'm Pat Sefcik of Sefcik Service Center, and I'm asking you to vote for my lifelong friend, Gabriel Garcia, for Brazos County District Clerk. Gabriel Garcia is a graduate of Texas A&M University, a local business owner, a father, and devoted husband. Gabriel has dedicated many years to multiple outreach organizations, civic committees, city boards, and is a hands-on active member of St. Joseph's Catholic Church. I ask you to vote Gabriel Garcia for Brazos County District Clerk.
Paid for by Gabriel Garcia Campaign, Pat Sedcheck, Treasurer.
Good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Drier weather's headed our way. Storm system pulls out of the region. That means clouds give way to sunshine today. It'll be breezy, warm, highs 70 to 75 this afternoon. Going to be clear to partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be close to 50. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow, high somewhere between 70 and 75. Tomorrow night, we're going to be clear. Lows will make their way down to 50. Sun will give way to increasing clouds Saturday, high Saturday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Rob, with some good news about the weather, also some good news about Aggie Athletics. All three teams in action last night picked up wins. That was Aggie softball, Aggie baseball, and Aggie men's hoops. The guys, the Aggie men basketball team was out in Athens, Georgia, taking on the Georgia Bulldogs, where they got a 61-60 win. Coach Billy Kennedy following the victory.
Heck of a basketball game. Two teams fighting for their lives, and I'm really proud of our guys ending it with a defensive stop, something we talk about often.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. Also talking about the Houston Astros, the defending World Series champs, are going to be down a player to begin the beginning of the year. So we'll talk about all that and more coming up in sports.
So like Athens, it was first team to 61 wins?
Maybe.
Man, talk about a late tip for Georgia. 8:40 p.m.
Yeah.
On senior night.
Yeah.
I would not be happy.
No, that's for sure.
Apparently it was rainy.
It was basketball, it was so it doesn't matter.
Georgia, well, but you, yeah. Ooh.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Okay, anyway. Yeah. Yeah. First team to 61 wins. That's riveting.
Hey, we did it.
That's riveting basketball.
We won.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
First to
right?
61.
Now the Aggies have their senior night against Alabama.
Oh yeah.
This
okay.
weekend. So.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, let's start out this morning with I don't know if you're familiar with the Denali region in Alaska. It's just beautiful. It's expansive. Mm-hmm. It's just that's what they named the cars after.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's everything that you would
want. Was it Denali or Denali?
Okay, that's fine. Either
way. Okay.
It's Escalade,
tomato, tomato. Escalade.
That's right. If you own one, you can say it any way you want.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
So climbers on North America's tallest mountain may have to start packing more toilet paper.
Oh.
Michael Loso, who is a glacier geologist, didn't even know what that meant, but
okay.
Nonetheless.
I'm assuming they study glaciers.
They do,
okay.
And stuff that goes on the glaciers.
Right, and maybe even like underneath the water where the glaciers
them
are.
Too. 36,000 climbers between 1951 and 2012 have
okay.
been climbing there, and, well, they've left behind the call of nature, if you will.
Oh.
Yeah. Like
and it
152,000 pounds of it.
Ew.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of waste or toilet paper?
No, waste. Mm. Yeah, poop, basically.
Poop.
We're talking poop. For more than a decade, the National Park Service has required the climbers, well, take that stuff off the mountain surface. Well, they haven't been doing that.
Well, yeah.
Why would
like you?
You
do.
Yeah, exactly.
People won't even pick up after their own dogs,
you're
let
right.
alone themselves.
Mountaineers captured the poop in biodegradable bags.
Ew, how would you like to be a pooper scooper?
Yeah, in Denali. Or
in
Denali.
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 Whatever.
In Denali.
That place.
Anyway, research indicates that it gets to the bottom of the glacier, and then because it's so cold there, it doesn't disintegrate.
It freezes. It's frozen poop.
It's froze poop in the bottom of the beautiful Denali Glacier.
That's disgusting.
I know, it is. It's exactly right. But that is the reality of it. That's why we can't have nice things.
Just don't go picking it up. Leave it alone.
Well, if it's
no, they have
no,
to.
No, now they need to. I mean, now it's becoming
it's build
an
eyesore.
Yeah.
That's it's not going to be a glacier. It's just going to be a big frozen poop emoji.
Exactly.
It's a pretty crappy situation,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, it is. I'm just saying. So, I mean, that's the reality.
Do your duty. Pick up your duty.
The inventory is here.
No, no, forget it. Oh, no. Anyway, so there you go. You've got that going for you.
Well, maybe they're in denial
of it happening.
That was a stretch.
I just see a T-shirt being made. Do your duty. Pick up your duty.
Yes.
I could make a living in denial.
You could do that.
Info.
Mission.
I could open my own tourist T-shirt shop.
Make Alaska clean again.
Maybe they could turn it like into trinkets and bric-a-brac. You could sell in the shops and stores.
Bric-a-brac.
Well, you're going to have to put varnish on it because once it gets above 32,
you don't want it to melt.
It becomes back into that.
Into.
It gets a little messy.
Gross.
Hi, this is Debbie, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care, where to us, it's personal. Every week on Brazos Wellness, we interview healthcare and medical professionals. Join us this week for Ronnie and Cindy from the Area Agency on Aging. We're going to talk mental health problems today, the top three, sleep better, how to get over the flu, and what's all the fuss about gluten-free. Tune in Sundays at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hurry into Amish Furniture for Generations for their pre-show floor model clearance sale going on right now. You'll find up to 25% off on select items throughout the store. Items marked to move before Kent goes to the show. And you can receive 10% off on special orders placed prior to the show. Amish Furniture is clearing the floor to make room for all the new furniture coming. So head over and save Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Good morning, it's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's day 60. It's the 60th day. Woohoo!
That's hard to believe, man.
I know. It's World Compliment Day. Compliment the world today.
Okay.
I guess.
You guys look lovely this morning.
No, just the world. You don't have to compliment
the
world.
Yeah, not us, just the world.
Okay. It's also Share a Smile Day. So then you can do like a selfie or something.
Well, isn't this just full of sunshine and rainbows?
You bet you plan a solo vacation. All right, do that.
See, and I've thought about that. I've never taken a solo vacation.
I have not either.
Honestly, as much as I hate people, I mean, I might be for it.
I think I would get bored.
Think so?
Yep, I do.
You
like to talk to people
friends?
Too much. Well, yeah,
well, that's
I guess
the thing.
You can make
I mean,
friends.
You can always make friends.
True, true, true.
Back in the day, the American Airlines, boy, American Airlines used to have this deal where they would announce special fares on Tuesday.
Right.
For departure on Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
And so, I mean, you had to have flexibility to be able to do that.
Right.
But I took advantage of that, I don't know, six or seven times.
Oh,
probably,
wow.
Because, I mean, it was like Austin to Boston, $159 round trip.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that is nice.
Yeah, that's great.
But the thing was, you had to leave just in a few days and go do that.
Right.
So,
but, you know, we work in radio.
Yeah, you could do that. And, you know, so that was kind of fun.
Yeah,
but
that
anyway,
is cool.
It's Music in Our Schools Month, if you want to do that.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. It's Optimism Month. I guess that's why we got the World Compliment and all that. Share Your Smile and
I think it's, you know, we're finally getting out of winter, so
could
people
well
are
be.
Being more optimistic.
That's probably right. It's also World Book Day.
All right.
Okay, a war you get, you know, for one day. National Cheerleading Week.
Ooh. Yay. Hoorah. Yeah.
Give me a C.
Go do
C.
That.
Give me an H.
Yeah, sorry, I have to do that. It's also National Pig Day.
Oh.
National Pig Day.
Wait. Lisa, honey, are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Oh, yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
That's it. So, it's National Pig Day. It's also Beer Day in Iceland.
Oh. Okay.
And I've told you that story.
Yes.
About how what happened was the British troops had to go in and they had to protect Iceland, but Iceland didn't have beer. The people in Iceland could not drink beer. It was banned.
Right.
Well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Great Britain, the British Army said, well, the hell with that.
Said,
we're not going to protect you if you don't give us beer. So they brought beer to Iceland for the British troops, but not the people. Anyway, they lifted the ban in 1989. And so as a result.
Now Iceland can drink beer.
You know, really.
Thank goodness.
Yep.
And freedom!
Also, we can't see it, but it's a full worm moon out there, apparently, tonight.
Okay.
It's called the worm moon The Native Americans say that the earthworms began to surface because the ground was thawing.
Oh, okay.
More importantly, it's the time when the sap starts flowing in the maple trees. So that's when they tap the trees to get that stuff.
Make
real maple syrup.
Delicious.
That's right. You'll find Aunt Jemima out there today. and Fred Log Cabin doing that same. And
yeah,
Mrs.
I'm sure.
Butterworth, she'll be out there.
Yeah.
Today. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Justin Bieber's turning 24.
Baby, baby, baby. Oh, how were you able to choose the song? I mean, there's so many.
So many good ones.
There are a lot of good ones.
Yeah,
it was between this and Despacito.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think this was Little Justin, wasn't it?
Yeah, this year.
How long ago was that?
It's definitely an older song by him. I watched the video that Nick Starkel posted with his request to meet Justin Bieber, and he's a big fan.
I wonder if that's going to happen.
I don't know. Yeah. He's gotten a lot of retweets.
Well, he reached out to Ellen, apparently,
right,
to make it happen.
Right, because he figured Ellen could make it happen.
Ellen says, I'm busy.
I know. Like, taking care of kids who,
saving the world.
Needs.
If he will send him a sideline pass.
Ooh.
Cause like
I'm telling
maybe,
you, get Biebs
maybe
to College Station.
Game, to the getting you know, here for the Clemson game.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Big time.
Ooh,
yeah,
or the Bama fun. Game, yeah.
Bama, either one, yeah. So we'll see.
Get anyway. The Biebs on campus.
Bama's in Tuscaloosa,
campus.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's probably
year.
Not going to work.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. No.
Better
good thing
for
our
it to
sports
be here.
Guy knows when it is.
I've slept since I've last looked at the schedule.
That's right.
It happens.
Okay.
Kesha is turning.
Oh, another great musician.
31 today.
I mean, a dance club up in here.
Would it be insensitive to say most of her music sounds alike?
No, okay. It wouldn't be insensitive.
I think it's true.
Just an observation.
She came out recently, was it at Praying or Pray or I don't know, some song that she came out with recently. It's actually pretty good, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But she is an interesting person.
Yeah, and she's the one that had to go out there those legal battles.
Yeah.
With like her producer or something. Yeah, so she couldn't make music for a while.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
she was trying to get
that.
Out from underneath her label. And,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she really likes glitter. So she's turning 31 today. Happy birthday, Kesha. Lupita Nyong'o is turning 35, plays Nakia in Black Panther.
Okay.
Also Maz Kanata in the Star Wars movies.
All right.
And won an Oscar as Patsy in 12 Years a Slave.
Okay.
Jensen Ackles is turning 40. He plays Dean Winchester on Supernatural for those fans of that show.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Paul Gosselaar is turning 44. Zach on Saved by the Bell.
Sure.
Oh.
44.
Yeah, 44 today.
Is he still in that lawyer movie?
That lawyer movie.
Yeah, lawyer
or show.
Talking about Franklin and Bash?
Yeah.
No, I think Franklin and Bash was around for like 2 seasons.
Okay.
But it was, man, that was an amazing show.
It really was.
Yeah,
wow,
I miss
man,
it.
Yeah.
Jack Davenport turning 35, plays Commander Norrington in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's been in a lot of stuff, a lot of British films. Javier Bardem is turning 49 today. So
no
you remember, No Country for Old Men. He was creepy in that movie.
Yeah, he was.
George Eads is turning 51, plays Jack Dalton on the new MacGyver.
That's right, and was on the original CSI back then.
Yeah, it was Nick Stokes.
Yeah, he's from Belton.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
First year, in fact, he wore some A&M gear in CSI.
Interesting.
Cool.
Yep.
Very cool. All right, so he's turning 51. Zack Snyder is turning 52. Now, he was director of Justice League, also the 300. The movie, the Spartan movie.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, he's turning 52. Booker T, 53, WWE Hall of Famer. Houston native, I believe.
Oh, all right.
Is actually on radio down in Houston.
Okay.
Cool.
Tim Daly's turning 62. He plays Taya Leone's husband on Madam Secretary.
Yep.
He was, of course, Joe Hackett on Wings.
Yeah.
Ron Howard is turning 64 today.
Opie Taylor
is 64 today.
Oh.
Heck of a director too.
When was the last time he said Paul? You know what I'm saying?
Paul.
Yeah, remember because he
I
said
don't know
that he
Paul.
Was yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, he's turning 64.
He's done pretty well for himself.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
And his kid has Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yep.
Catherine Bach is turning 64 today.
Wow.
Original Daisy Duke, Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, okay.
Dirk Benedict, 73, Starbuck on the original Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. Face on the A-Team.
Mm-hmm.
Roger Daltrey of The Who is turning 74 today.
Good.
That depth on the line, kid, sure plays a mean pinball.
And we've got a lot of birthdays, so I'm going to make sure we go through this quickly. Mike Dabo is turning 74. Of course, he co-wrote Build Me Up Buttercup for the Foundations back in the day. Sang for Manfred Mann for several years.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. Robert Conrad, 83. Jim West, the real Wild West. Harry Belafonte is turning 91 today. And where would we be without the Banana Boat song?
Sure. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
So there you go. Folks from my generation probably didn't know that
you're
Beetlejuice.
You're a musical old. There you go. That's right.
Yeah, it was a Beetlejuice.
You're exactly right. That was it.
So he's turning 91 today. And Robert Clary, who played Corporal Louis LeBeau on Hogan's Heroes, turning 92. He was actually in a Nazi concentration camp as a child, believe it or not.
Again, Hogan's Heroes was a comedy about being in a Nazi prison camp.
Yeah, I don't know what's funny about that.
Who came up with this idea?
Right.
But it was on for 4 months.
I know nothing. That's nothing.
6:25.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the left is not going to be happy about this. New report, Heritage Foundation, it found that 65% of the 334 agenda items proposed by President Trump, well, they've already been implemented. Now, some of the actions highlighted by the Heritage Foundation include leaving the Paris Climate Accord, repealing net neutrality, increasing military spending, reforming of government agencies, allowing the development of natural resources. And furthermore, as the Washington Examiner points out, President Trump's administration scored 81 major achievements in its first year, slashed 11 major legacy items from the Obama administration. Maybe it's why Trump's approval rating is 7 points higher than Obama's was during this time in his presidency.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window coverings for many reasons. Now, Marlene from Ohio says, quote, Blinds.com is by far the most customer-friendly company. Now, the blinds were easy to install. The quality's excellent. I highly recommend. Now, just go to Blinds.com and find the perfect window coverings for your home. And now, through March the 14th, you'll save up to 20% off site-wide just by going to Blinds.com/Hannity. Blinds.com/Hannity. Rules, restrictions apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.62%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
The inventory is huge. The deals are amazing. The time is now.
You only have 3 days to get the used car deal of a lifetime. It's the Repo Joe Sale.
The Repo Joe Sale at Atkinson Toyota has all the used car bargains you're looking for. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 used vehicles, trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay just $27 down. Then make the payments posted on the windshield. Some just $89 a month.
Stock number 180937. 2007 Toyota Avalon. Selling price $5,299. 72 months at 2.99% APR. $29 down plus tax, title, and license. With approved credit.
Repo Joe here. No matter what your budget is or what vehicle you're looking for, the Repo Joe sale has it all. Our payments are clearly posted, so it's easy to see your savings on the spot.
The most popular makes, the most popular models. It's the best Repo Joe sale ever.
Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain.
Then rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Subject to prior sale.
Good morning, 628 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Weather brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Metroplex got over 4 inches of rain last night. Some heavy flooding up there this morning. Anyhow, for us, different story. Decreasing clouds today, about 73. Winds are going to be out of the north and kind of gusty, gusting up to 20 miles an hour sometime today. And tonight will be down to 50 tomorrow. Pretty ideal situation. 72 will be our high temperature and winds out of the east. And then about the same thing as far as Saturday is concerned. Get some clouds back in on Sunday, but the temps will still be okay. We'll be in the middle 70s, and same thing for Mondays. We'll be in the middle 70s. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 13, mostly cloudy skies, and we've got 62.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now.
Walmart has joined Dick's Sporting Goods in raising the minimum age to purchase firearms to 21 after the massacre at a Florida high school that has reopened a fierce debate over gun control. Walmart says in light of recent events, it's raising the age for purchasers of firearms and ammunition to 21 from 18. The retailer also is removing items from its website that resemble assault rifles, including non-lethal airsoft guns and toys. Walmart stopped selling assault firearms and accessories in 2015 and only sells handguns in Alaska. Anheuser-Busch InBev, the world's largest brewer, forecast strong revenue and profit growth this year after Brazil's rebound led to higher-than-expected earnings at the end of 2017. The Belgian-based brewer said it expects revenue and core profits to grow strongly again in 2018. InBev says its global brands Budweiser, Stella Artois, and Corona are performing well. On Wall Street, futures are modestly lower this morning. That's your money now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $24 a month, under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 1-800-646-9595. That's 1-800-646-9595. 1-800-646-9595. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A month from now, the Bryan City Council will discuss how property owners are notified about code enforcement issues.
Especially with spring coming, it's in the air now, and grass will be growing rampant, and we just want to know how citizens are notified that their yards or their empty lots are overgrown and what process we do to notify the citizens.
Ruben Marine says he and fellow Councilman Prentice Madison have heard from elderly property owners who may not have the means to keep up their yards.
I think a lot of us want to make sure we're seeing the city of Bryan cleaned up as much as possible. And a lot of these areas that need to be worked on, we want to make sure everything's in place to get that done.
The subject will be addressed at the council's next workshop on March 27th. Tobacco smoking is no longer allowed at almost all Bryan City parks. After a unanimous vote at this week's city council meeting, Mayor Andrew Nelson thanked the work of a student group.
A special note to our Vikings kicking out tobacco. They've been taking some tobacco products out of our parks for a long time here in the city of Bryan. I want to thank you for all you do. Hopefully passing this parks ordinance will give you a little bit less work to do, but we hope you'll continue to make Bryan a better place for us.
Tobacco smoking will continue to be allowed at the city's golf course, and the ban does not apply to electronic smoking devices and smokeless tobacco. There is at least one win-win option to help the affordable housing problem in the Twin Cities. College Station Mayor Carl Mooney on the Infomaniac says he and Habitat for Humanity are looking for the owners of vacant homes who need assistance getting repairs so they can be rented to families.
Helping you find families that would love to rent your property 12 months, not 9 months, but 12 months out of the entire year so that they can be back in a neighborhood that's has been an established neighborhood, has good schools in that neighborhood.
Mooney believes Bryan's mayor would also support the concept. Bryan police investigated two incidents at two Bryan School District campuses on Monday. Officers went to Stephen F. Austin Middle School to check out a Snapchat post that threatened violence towards the school. BPD reports it was deemed not credible and that no threat existed. And at Bryan High, a 16-year-old threatened to assault a 14-year-old. BPD reported no physical assault occurred. Three Bryan police officers responding to the sighting of someone wanted for violating parole resulted in two arrests. The man being sought, 35-year-old Jeremy Rosales of Bryan, was found on top of a dryer covered by clothes. And police found a woman squeezed inside a small laundry basket. The woman, who gave one name to police, then responded to a different name when speaking with the landlord, was arrested for giving false ID. 22-year-old Patricia Adelstein was also held on a warrant from Lampasas County on a drug charge. The arrest report from Bryan police police also noted a large amount of methamphetamine was in the house. WTAW News has asked BPD for a specific amount. A College Station police officer curious about a man and a woman walking in the Target parking lot at 5:30 in the morning with a tire and rim led to the man's arrest on multiple charges. 41-year-old James Cates of Cleveland, formerly of Beedice, told the officer that according to the arrest report, he removed the tire and rim from a vehicle parked in the Walmart parking lot. Cates was also arrested for possessing two credit cards, two Lone Star benefits cards, and a Social Security card that the officer believed to be stolen, along with two $100 bills the officer wrote were obviously fake. For about 90 minutes yesterday afternoon, water was gushing out of a 24-inch water main in College Station, which closed the intersection of Rock Prairie and Rio Grande for about 2 hours.
I'm not aware that anyone is without water. I was just asking that question. There was a dentist's office that we thought was out of water for about 5 minutes, but we were checking on the middle school. And as far as I know, as of right now, they are not out of water.
Jennifer Nations at College Station Utilities says an outside contractor was brought in to make the repairs.
Because of the large diameter pipe and the material that it's made out of and the way that it's welded together, we bring in an outside company to fix those.
Water valves were switched to keep service to customers. The number two man in charge at College Station Utilities Electric finished 38 years on the job yesterday.
A little sad. I mean, it's going to be missed, but you know, it's been a great place to work.
Tony Mahalski started as a groundsman with CSU in 1980 when the city's population was 37,000.
I just graduated from high school, went looking for a job and found a job and learned the electric business. You know, eventually was climbing poles, working in bucket trucks on the power lines.
Before becoming assistant director, Mahalski worked as a lineman, foreman, supervisor, and superintendent. A Bryan High graduate who has spent more than 25 years in the district central office working for five superintendents is retiring. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws has spent the last 18 years in charge of the district's finances. She will officially step down in June. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 62 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message and I thank you for your continuing support.
Hey, honey, I really need you to get my oil changed. Can you do that this week?
Man, that means I gotta go get the oil, filter wrench, plus my time. I was planning on watching the big games this weekend.
I didn't say I wanted you to change my oil. All you have to do is take it to Allen Honda's Express Oil Change during their happy hour, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. They have 8 lanes, they'll wash and vacuum it. It doesn't matter what car you drive, you get $10 off and you're in and out in a jiffy. So will you please take it to Allen Honda?
Oh, sure, that's easy.
That's Allen Honda's Express Oil Change.
Join Junior League Friday, March 2nd and Saturday, March 3rd at the Expo again this year for Bargain Blitz. Bargain Blitz will open with a preview party Friday night where prices are doubled on items. Shoppers will enjoy pizza, a DJ, and a first chance at a huge variety of treasures, including clothes, toys, tools, books, furniture, appliances, and much, much more. Admission to preview party is $6 for adults and $3 for kids. Doors will reopen Saturday morning, and admission is just $1 all day and free for kids 12 and under. See you there.
Good morning. It's 6:40. Let's check weather. It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Storm system pulling out of the area leads to better weather developing across the region today and tomorrow. We'll turn partly to mostly sunny and breezy, highs anywhere from 70 to 75. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and close to 50. Sun's in the forecast for tomorrow, high 70 to 75. Tomorrow night, clear, lows close to 50 degrees. The outlook for Saturday, early sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness, high Saturday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, plenty of Aggie athletics in action last night. Men's basketball picked up a win on the road. Softball picked up a couple of wins at home against Sam Houston State. And Aggie baseball picked up a victory, 9-7 over Incarnate Word. Now, that win wraps up the month of February for Aggie baseball, 9-0 on the season. But all nine of those games have come at home. Coach Rob Childers says he's ready to hit the road.
I do feel good about the team. I think we're in a good place, and I think guys feel good about themselves, and it's time for this team to go on the road.
And they'll be doing just that this weekend as they head to Frisco, Texas for the Frisco Classic. So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, talk about that matchup, and, of course, plenty of other things going on around Aggieland and in the other sports world. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. Hit the road, Jack.
And don't you come back.
6:41. All right, so there's this. A Massachusetts principal is taking time off after facing backlash for coming out as transgender.
Mm.
It's the principal. Shannon Daniels came out 3 weeks ago as transgender, leaving parents of students confused on how to tell their kids about this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mason Dunn from the Massachusetts Transgender Political Coalition. Of course, there would be a Massachusetts
right.
Transgender Political Coalition. Believes it's the perfect time for parents to talk to their children about gender and identity.
One way to bring up the conversation, sure.
Yeah. I think that there are so many great resources out there to have this conversation with a variety of age ranges, from preschool up to high school.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
What do you mean preschool?
By the way, pictures of Shannon Daniels, kind of a balding middle-aged man.
Okay.
Be interesting to see exactly what changes he wants to undergo. By the way, the name
he's already undergone them, right?
Yeah. Or in the process.
I was about to say, because the pictures, at least now that I'm saying, it looks a bit mannish.
Okay.
Well, but was he a woman? I mean, Shannon can be a boy's
That's
name,
right.
too.
He was
a male. Okay. Who is undergoing a transition to be a female.
Okay.
All right.
But as of right now, he does not look like a female.
Oh, okay.
He simply looks physically like a male.
Okay, because I was going to say, if he had already made the transition and he was just coming out and saying, hey, I did this a few years ago before y'all knew me or whatever.
No.
Okay.
Feeling like he needs to share.
Right.
And by the way,
he feel like he needs to share because as he's undergoing the transformation, he's obviously going to undergo some changes.
He will, yeah.
And by the way, the name of this town is Swampscott.
What?
Swampscott.
Wow.
Massachusetts.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is the perfect time to talk to your preschooler all the way up to high school. Yeah, this would be ideal. Thanks a lot. Hey, they did something really interesting yesterday on Fox. The president had a bipartisan meeting. We're hearing about this stuff today, having to do with gun violence in schools. And they televised it live.
Oh, wow.
And that is kind of neat because they always talk about politics as like making sausage. You don't really want to see it happen. But this guy, and when they finished the anchor on Fox, it was Neil Cavuto at the time, he said, if you just watched that, you watched leadership. He told these people these were the items that needed to be taken care mm-hmm. of, and go do it.
Right.
And I think it was one of the senators from California sitting next to him, Dianne Feinstein, and she was asking the president, well, how do you feel about such and such? I don't know if it was bump stock or something like that. And he said, that's not my job. It's your job to come up with a piece of legislation.
Mm.
So tossed it back to the people who are supposed to be
right.
the decision makers.
Right.
Which is really the way that they do things in the world of business.
Mm-hmm.
You got two sides, don't agree. Okay, work it out, then bring it to me, and we'll see if we take it from there.
He tweeted this morning about the meeting. And about 50 minutes ago, he said, many ideas, some good and some not so good, emerged from our bipartisan meeting on school safety yesterday at the White House. Background checks, a big part of conversation. Gun-free zones are proven targets of killers. After many years, a bill should emerge. Respect Second Amendment. Then he continued 30 minutes ago with a tweet, our steel and aluminum industries and many others. Oh, that's about trade and stuff. So really, I just wanted to read the one about the meeting itself. So that's what he had to say about it.
Yesterday he said, some of you are petrified of the NRA. They do have great power over you people. They have less power over me. I don't need it. What do I need? I need legislation.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea. And the other thing he told him is, don't mess with bump stocks. He said, I can take care of that. He said, I can take care of that just by, you know, signing a piece of paper. So don't spend time putting that into a law, because I can handle it with executive order. But to listen to the way that he ran the meeting was really kind of different and a little refreshing.
Yeah. I wonder, I assume they had this on file somewhere, right? Or just
it
up on the website?
He tweeted it even that you could see the full meeting. He had a video of it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so again, it's kind of interesting to do that. Amazingly, CNN decided not to carry it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would think that was fairly newsworthy.
But I like the transparency.
I do.
Absolutely.
Now, you know, we talked about the Clintons and pay for play and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the New York Times is now reporting Jared Kushner's family.
Mm-hmm.
They got a business. They do several things. Well, they received millions of dollars in loans from two companies that took part in White House meetings. Amazingly, he met with the head of Citigroup, and shortly thereafter, they lent his company $325 million.
Interesting.
So, again, mm-hmm. I mean, I know we want to think that these people might be above that, but nah. And then there was another company, Apollo Global Management, who gave him lent him another $184 million. So there we're looking at like $500 million between these two.
Half a billion dollars
that he's gotten in loans from these two companies. And I know he's the president's son-in-law, and I know that shouldn't matter. But still.
Well, and again, it's not as if the president's family has got perks in the past. I'm just saying it happens.
We want to talk about draining said swamp.
Yes.
I
completely agree.
That's probably a little inlet in that swamp. All right, 647.
Howdy. This is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn Campaign.
AggielandHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid!
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea! That's what I'm talking about!
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 3rd, learn all about home flocking. Raising chickens in the backyard has become very popular in recent years. Come learn about taking care of them this week at Producers and bring the kids too. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you want to remember somebody very special to you or congratulate someone very special to you, how about planting a shade tree? It's a wonderful time to be thinking about that. Nurseries are chock full. We'll talk about memorial trees in today's program. I'll be back with details right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. So we're talking about memorial trees, a tree you might want to plant to recognize someone special to you. It could be at a cemetery, or it might be on the grounds of a church. Perhaps it's an old family property, or maybe it's a special spot in a park. Determine where you're going to plant your memorial tree, because that will play a critical part in determining the very best type of tree to plant there. Be sure construction won't bother your tree a few years down the road, and stay a good distance, 40 to 50 feet away from overhead utilities. You want to choose the best species. The list is very short. You'll be handsomely rewarded if you'll stick to the quality trees that are on that list. Fast-growing trees' average life expectancy is probably 5 to 15 years. Sure, they grow quickly, but they die really young and they don't die gracefully. Oaks, by comparison, are the symbols of strength and survival, and they also happen to be some of the most beautiful landscaping specimens. Most importantly, they're our longest-living trees here in Texas. Live oaks will live for centuries. In fact, the Goose Island oak near Aransas Pass is thought to be more than 1,000 years old. Red oaks, bur oaks, and chinquapin oaks all live to be 100 to 250 years old, and if you prefer a non-oak, how about pecans or magnolias, cedar elms? Those are all good. Then you want to find the very best specimen. Container-grown trees will have all of their roots intact, so they'll establish and start growing immediately. Bald and burlap specimens may be larger initially, but they won't do much growing for the first 3 or 4 years. You want to shop several nurseries, especially those that feature good collections of shade trees. If you're buying a large tree, you'll probably buy it delivered, planted, and guaranteed. That puts the focus on the nurseryman to do the job properly. And it also gives you the protection of a warranty should something unfortunate happen to your new tree. On the other hand, if you're buying a smaller tree that you can transport yourself, and especially if it's in a nursery pot, there isn't as much need for the guarantee. Transport it carefully, padding the trunk so it doesn't get crushed or bruised or rubbed, and protect the foliage if it's leafed out by wrapping it with an old sheet or a scrap of nursery shade fabric. The new tree should be planted at the same depth at which it was growing originally. Make a berm with the soil that you take out of the hole, and then water the tree thoroughly and deeply when you water it. Oh, you may want to wrap the trunk if it's a Schumard red oak or if it is a Chinese pistachio to keep borers and sun scald away. I'm Neil Sperry. Places we buy plants in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. TJ Stark scored 15 points and hit the go-ahead basket with 58 seconds left to push Texas A&M men's hoops past Georgia last night 61-60. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy following the win.
Heck of a basketball game. Two teams fighting for their lives, and I'm really proud of our guys ending it with a defensive stop, something we talk about often. But it was a great win.
And with a victory, Coach Kennedy and the guys improved to 19-11 on the season and 8-9 in SEC play. Next up is the regular season finale against Alabama this Saturday. On the women's side of the court, the 15th-ranked Aggs are in Nashville, getting set to take on Arkansas in the SEC tournament. Coach Gary Blair says his team is prepped for a big run.
I have confidence going. into it. I will be bringing four sets of clothes, and that's what you have to do. You've got to think ahead. But I've also gone to the SEC tournament and been one and out before, and that's the worst feeling in the whole world.
Tip-off between the Aggies and Razorbacks is this afternoon at 2 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the baseball diamond, Logan Foster went deep and drove in three as the 11th-ranked Aggies held off Incarnate Word last night 9-7 at Bluebell Park. The victory wrapped up a perfect month for the Aggs, who went 9-0 in February.
I do feel good about the team. I think we're in a good place, and I think guys feel good about themselves. And it's time for this team to go on the road and play some different people and be in a different park and different routine and, you know, embrace that opportunity.
As Coach Rob Childress after last night's win, the guys will get that chance to go on the road this weekend when they head to Frisco for the Frisco Classic at Dr. Pepper Ballpark. Across the street, 6th-ranked Aggie softball picked up a pair of midweek wins, 9-1 and 3-0 over interstate rival Sam Houston State. Starters Trinity Harrington and Samantha Shaw were the only pitchers the Aggs needed, combining for 11 innings of one-run ball. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
There was at least a first inning, maybe in the second, that Trin never even threw a ball. Just strikes early and getting outs, and that's what we want, you know, just to have her throw ground balls and let us make plays. And Sam was terrific out here tonight. She's doing a nice job of throwing several different pitches for strikes, which is going to make her so solid and tough. So I thought her composure was really good.
With the win, the Maroon and White improved to 14-2 on the year. The Houston Rockets now have their second 14-game winning streak of the season, following a dominant first quarter in last night's 105-92 win over the Clippers in Los Angeles. Now, despite the victory, Coach Mike D'Antoni says he's never satisfied.
Overall, we got to get better. I've got to work on rotations, make sure we get the right guys at the right times. But, you know, we didn't even talk about Clint Capella. I don't know what he had, 22 and 12 or 14, 13. And, I mean, he played unbelievably great. And Eric Gordon, great to have him back. You know, we just have a lot of guys that we just got to keep in rhythm and rest them up a little bit.
James Harden delivered 17 of his 25 points in the first quarter as the Rockets outscored the Clippers 34-12 in that opening period. Anthony Davis scored 26 points and pulled down 15 rebounds as the New Orleans Pelicans edged San Antonio 121-116. And Russell Westbrook put up 30 points and 11 boards as the Oklahoma City Thunder topped the Dallas Mavericks 111-110 in overtime. And some bad news for the Houston Astros. First baseman Yuli Gurriel has undergone left-hand surgery and is expected to miss the start of the season. Now, normal recovery time for the operation is 6 weeks, which means Gurriel would miss the first 2 weeks of the season. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by WC Tractor on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built the business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont Campaign.
There's no doubt about it. Margaret Meese is the only experienced candidate in the race for Brazos County District Clerk. Meese has supervised and managed employees and workflow. She is the only candidate in the race who has budget preparation, management, and accounting with Brazos County. And Meese has 28 years of experience in working with district clerk's offices across the state of Texas. So you see, experience does matter. Go to VoteMeese.com for additional qualifications.
I would appreciate your vote for me, Margaret Meese.
Ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987, Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Bowman Business and Tax Services, an authorized IRS e-file provider.
A&M United Methodist Church means family to me. It gives our family a place to worship, pray, and serve together. We love how people of all ages participate in the services and programs. My husband and I are both teachers, but we know how much we have to learn about love, forgiveness, and raising our kids in challenging times. We are so thankful to be members of A&M United Methodist Church, where we experience the joy of God's family every day.
I'm Pastor Preston Greenwalt. Come be a part of our family this Sunday at A&M United Methodist Church.
Hi, next couple of days will be in the lower 70s. That'll be nice, about 70 on Saturday as well, and some sunshine. How about that for something different? 61 right now, WTAW College.